Those feeling the impact of climate change in the Pacific Islands may get a helping hand from the Maori Party. As part of their immigration policy, the party wants to introduce a new climate change refugee category. Now, it'd be additional to the current quota. The party's policy unit boss, Tu Williams, says it's simply about being kind.
Embracing people who are in need of one kind or another.
Now, lawyer Michael Kidd represented a Kiribati man who was trying to claim to be the world's first climate change refugee here in New Zealand. And Michael, morning to you.
Good morning.
What happened to that case, Michael?
It's still going in the United Nations Human Rights Committee. I filed my last lot of submissions just before Christmas. And I pointed out to the Human Rights Committee the contradiction in New Zealand signing the Paris Accord and at the same time deporting Mr. Te Ota. It all happened around about the same time.
And why, just briefly, why is that an issue for this country? I mean, the United Nations can't rule on this, can they?
Well, they can if they feel that Mr. Te Ota's human rights have been breached, and basically New Zealand government sent them back to a country which is doomed. It's
Well, we're a sovereign country, aren't they? United Nations can't tell us what to do, immigration policy, can they?
Yes, why not?
They can? Legally, can they? Legally?
Yes, they can make recommendations, which, I mean, I think the New Zealand government was probably quite embarrassed that we went to that extent, because we did get partial support from the Supreme Court, which actually recognised that there could be such a category if the situation was bad enough.
So what do you think of this Maori Party policy then? Because it seems to me that this can be used as an excuse to get into this country. What do you say about that?
I don't think there's too much basis to say it can be used as an excuse, because there's lots of ways of vetting these applications. And we have a responsibility to countries like Kiribati, Tuvalu, other countries that are slowly disappearing beneath the waves. I'm part of a working group on climate change working out of Sydney, UTS. And I attended a seminar recently where a scientist, Dr. Clive Hamilton, said that it's actually getting worse. We're looking at 2 metre sea level rise by the end of the century, not 1 metre.
Thank you for coming on the program. Appreciate it. That is lawyer Michael Kidd.